Christar, people. Christar. Hello, Tom.
Dana, we meet again.
Dun dun dun.
I don't know if people are happy or sad about that. If you're
We meet
listening,
for
I'm
the first
assuming.
time, for the very last time.
I imagine if you're tuning into this, you're probably happy that this is happening. So that's a plus. Not too bad. So how do
Unless they're some sort of masochist and we cause some discomfort.
you know, hate watching is a thing. I didn't think that was possible. Very much so. Like, oh, I can't stand that jerk. I'm gonna watch him for 6 hours and then be real mad.
Right. Well, there are people who just like to feel mad. That's okay.
You know, I think we're all kind of guilty of that sometimes. Like, I watched the last two seasons of Westworld, and that could only, I guess, be described as hate watching, because I was like, I'm in it now. I
Yeah, you
get
got to get
just like
through it. It's like why people watched the last season of Heroes, watched the
oh
end of
man,
Lost.
Heroes. I gave up after season one. I couldn't. I got halfway through two, and I was like, you know what? Enough.
What, of
I
Lost? It was
yeah,
idiotic. I don't
had
know
enough.
why I recently watched it. Like I didn't watch it the entire thing. Like I was like I don't have time for this.
Look, they
And
got the.
recently, within the last 6 months, started watching it. And episode two, I was like, this is the single stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. How was an entire nation of people wrapped up in this? It is ridiculous.
I feel like that's a very concise observation about our current times. But what about the polar bear, man? Also, they got really sucked in by that enticing theme song, you know, shunk.
Okay.
That's all you get.
It's not the dun dun from Law and Order, that's for sure.
No, Law and Order is awesome. They got a little carried away when they went on to like what was it, Trial by Jury, when the band just got way too excited about the intro. But
Right. Well,
overall, I love that.
they were doing
Love
some
that
good
team.
stuff. So anyway.
Good stuff. So
Yeah, did you
welcome
get
to
anything new
yes.
to
So
show on Two Guys Talking Toys? Why
I
do
know,
we
I'm
not?
not.
We were 100 plus episodes. Why do we still stink at this? Two guys talking toys. That's us.
Welcome to the episode. I yeah, if we don't say it, you don't really know what the episode's about or what we're doing. Like, wait, I tuned in to Two Guys Talking Toys, and they've been going on about sitcom intros for the last 20
Yeah.
minutes. What is happening?
It's just
Well,
two guys talking.
well,
It's
that's
just two
yeah,
guys
two
talking.
guys talking. That'll be our sister podcast. So, I mean, I am very glad that people are watching and listening. And if you're doing that, then I hope that you're subscribing to the episode, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, drop us a like, all that fun stuff. So this week has been kind of a, you know, I still hate Walmart. Like, I don't want there to be any question about my disdain for the
Like
company as a
what
whole.
stores do you not
However,
hate?
PlayWorld. I love PlayWorld. I'm sad it's gone.
Oh.
I hold a candlelight vigil every couple of weeks, just hoping it'll come back, and it still hasn't. It breaks my heart.
Right. You need
However,
the red witch from Game of Thrones to bring it
yeah,
back.
but Walmart for the most part sucks. Target also kind of sucks. They're getting what they deserve right now. Their sales are pretty down. But on the upside, every now and then they do something right, or sunlight shines on a dog's butt, or whatever the saying is. Every now and then that happens. And last week, that kind of happened a couple of times for Walmart. So we all know how much I love their CollectorCon nonsense and waking up and then going and
Right.
logging in online and seeing that all the things that I wanted sold out before I even got a chance to boot up the web page. But when they were running the Ninja Turtles He-Man crossover, they had Snake Shredder and King Hiss Foot Soldier up for pre-order, and I did it the second it popped up, and then it sat there
Did it actually
forever. And
work?
then well, after seeing lots of people online be like, hey, I got mine, and hey, my thing's processing, because that's what we went through with Leatherhead, amazingly, my Snake Shredder's shipped.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
I ordered two. He's pretty awesome
Of
looking.
course you did.
I think I need more of him, but I was debating whether or not the closer we got to it, and when they started popping up on eBay, I was like, do I just cancel those pre-orders or do I just buy an overpriced one now? Because I don't know if they're going to show up in stores. And these are end of the line figures. So like the anxiety is real because I don't
Right.
know if these are going to exist or not, or people are going to like
I mean, loyal listeners, he's
are
been a nervous wreck for like 2 weeks now. He hasn't
been
eaten. Look, he's lost weight. He hasn't been able to eat
it's all stress. It's all stress related.
over this shredder snake man.
All over these toys. So I got him. I'm very excited. They actually shipped out, and I feel bad for anybody that ordered this, pre-ordered it, and now I'm seeing the trickle of people saying that their orders were canceled. So
Wow.
I sympathize with anyone who did what they were supposed to do. They tried to go the correct route and order their Super Shredder, and they got it canceled. So I hope that anyone that tried to get a hold of this actually got theirs shipped out, or maybe you're lucky enough to see it in on a store shelf. So
I'm proud
Slim
of you,
Shredder.
Tom, because there are people in the world who'd be like, I got mine. If you didn't get yours, tough duty, blah, 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 na, 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 na,
Yeah.
na, na. But I'm glad you're like sympathetic. Look, I got mine. Celebrate with me anyway. I'm sorry you didn't get yours.
I hope everybody gets theirs. So this is why I am not, I know that we differ on our stances with exclusives, but I feel like everybody should get something. So the other big deal is that, all right, so I got Snake Shredder, and that's awesome. And he looks awesome. And I need to at some point kind of crack him out. But
Crack them out.
gotta crack him out or
What are
open him
things
up.
that come out of
I
your
don't
mouth? I don't
It's just word stew. Whatever
know.
comes flying out, you might get. I
I'm
may not
like,
know
I
what I'm
like my
gonna
toys like my friends. Cracked out.
cracked
Never
out. They don't look, they're not very needy, and
mind.
you walk away, you don't feel bad about it. So the other one, super surprised to find King Hiss on an
Nice.
actual shelf. So Shredder was mailed out. I will probably never see him on a shelf, and I really did not expect to see King Hiss on a shelf. And I walked in
No.
just randomly looking around, expecting to see more
Wait, don't you have
Leatherheads.
like three of them ordered? Because you wanted to make them super tall, right?
I sure did. I still I have to pop him open to stack him. So him,
Crack them open, Tom.
you'll
Crack
be
them up.
excited. You'll be excited. I cracked one of them open already. And he's
Nice.
fantastic. He's so cool. He's so much fun. He is amazing. He's all stacked up. He's got his double snake torso going on.
Does he glow?
No, that's
God,
I,
that line of toys does a great job of faking you out for the glow.
there could have been such a cool glow effect on him, and I'm really sad that it
Did
didn't
you see
happen.
those glow-in-the-dark
But
fish guys at Big Bad? Did you order those?
I did. My timing was wrong. The Monstars
Right.
Kickstarter. My timing was off, and I wasn't able to get in and put a pledge in. It was one of those things where there was a couple of different Kickstarters going on, and I had pledged to a couple of them, and I was like, okay, I got this, and then I'll come back and I'll put something down on this, and then I just lost track of time, and then it was over, and I was like, oh, dag nabbit. But I will definitely be getting them from Big Bags. I want the glow in the dark ones and the clear ones and the color swap ones. They look really, really cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
But King Hiss looks super duper cool. And so I started messing around with them. The head on him is great, but it's
That's a huge noggin. Oh God, popping heads off already.
I feel
The
like
way
a
you do it, you just pull
it's
them apart. I
oh
can't
yeah.
do that.
I see you need to get some. You need to get some more Origins guys, because they're made for this kind of treatment. So you won't feel bad. It's
I
not.
have Adam right here. Should I pop his head off?
Rip his head off. It's meant for that to
Oh, there it
happen.
is.
There you go.
Okay, Adam's head is off.
I am super proud of you. And I may play some victory music right here, because I know that that's a big thing for you, and I feel like you should be just get in there, pop the heads off, pull off the arms,
Always afraid, like the
put
old school, like whenever you tried to
the
do it, you broke the thing and.
Yeah, don't do it with the legs. No, do it with the legs. Like, even the legs on these guys now, meant to be pulled off. When they had the rubber bands, don't do it.
No,
But
you
you could try. That's what crazy glue is for. But the King Hiss head on the larger buck looks great. I kind of wish that
Oh, yeah, it looks more
I mean, I know that
proportionate.
he's supposed to be a snake, so he's kind of lithe and has that thinner look to him, but I'm glad that I have a couple of these because I need to put them on some larger bucks. He also looks really good on Krang's body, and it looks a little more natural too because that's got the normal
That's a
green,
color.
and with the midsection that has the Krang cage in it, it looks great. But I hope we get, Origins has just been cranking out kind of whatever they want now. Like they just there was just a reveal of the sketchbook version of Cyclone that's going to be coming out. So they're just putting out whatever. So we're give me this on a bigger buck with some scaling texture on it, and I'll
It sounds
be
like you're ready to
super
bust
happy.
into I like big bucks.
Cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. But I will admit that normally my stance on figures that you find in the store, that you take one. If there's three sitting there, then you take one or two and leave one for the next collector that comes along because you don't know. I did not adhere to that for King Hiss because I really love him and he's mine. I want all of them. So I
All right.
this was one of those times where I kind of went against. Call me a hypocrite. I had to have all of them. So, and I don't know if I'm ever going to see these again. So,
All right. We'll let this one time slide, Tom. One slide.
let me have this one time. This one time. Normally, I'm pretty good about leaving at least one or two for the next person to come along and get theirs, but not this time. Not with his. Not with the end of the line. I will probably never see this guy on shelves again. Oh, you know what? Swapping the heads around kind of it reminds me that Slash's head just a little too big, I
It is.
feel.
He
Like
does
I get
have a
what
bit of a pumpkin head,
I get what they were going for.
but
It's a
snapping
little
turtles do. Snapping turtles do, so we'll give him that.
that is true. All right, so that was my get. I mean, sorry, real quick. This has been like a snake filled weekend. I also pull these out of storage because I'm redoing my Snake Men display. So Squeeze, who I completely forgot that I
I
had,
love
but
that there are multiple S's. Like his name is Squeeze.
yes,
Like a lisp. I am
every time he has a,
I'm Squeeze.
every time he has a conversation with King Hiss, it just takes forever.
My liege, King
Their
Hiss.
meeting, their meeting starts at 10:30. Rattler's hanging outside the doors. Tongue Lasher comes by and he's like, "Man, it is 2:30. He's been in there all day, and they haven't even gone through the morning agenda. What are we doing? Just one S, please."
Back off, guys.
That's like a whole bunch of snake stuff, which is neat. What have you picked up? Oh,
Well,
I'll go after you. Continue.
what, do you have something in a box? Is that what it is?
I
Go
sure
ahead.
do, but I've
Do
eaten
it.
up enough
Do it.
time. So
No, get it. Get
now
it.
we're gonna do it now.
Crack it out.
We'll do it now because I to so get another package. I really did not intend for this to continue being a thing
The
that.
reason why I let you go ahead is because I have Cadbury mini eggs to eat. Hopefully, they're not too crunchy.
Oh, look, you gotta, as I said earlier, you gotta crack into those things
And
and
crack it up.
crack it up, crack them out, do it as loud as possible. That way you know you're enjoying it. All right, so this is what I thought it was. I love finding auctions for things that everyone, or I shouldn't say everyone, lots of sellers think are worth, $1 billion, and
Like
they're
babies.
yeah, like they're not worth that much. The game of life
No.
taught us that.
Buck Fitty,
Yeah,
most.
kids are, you can trade them in for cash at the end of the game, but then it varies depending on if you have like a boy or a girl or whatever. But so online I found just regular auctions for more
Oh, he's
Ninja
floating
Ooze,
dark.
glow in the dark, Super 7 Ultimates Ninja Turtles. And I've been stalking these things since I missed the original pre-order because they were a little pricey. They're a little up there. And, to get all four at once, kind of a lot. But I've been selling stuff online, so I had a little bit of a nest egg held up for some well-timed spending. So I'm down 3 out of 4. I'm down 3 out of 4 so far. So
Nice.
I got Michelangelo a few weeks ago, managed to snag Donatello and Raphael. I sniped these. Thank you very much to thank you very much to Gixxen, the online automatic sniping tool, where you can just put in your
Wow.
bid, It'll snipe it at the last second. You'll probably get what you want, especially if, it's something that not a lot of people are bidding on. And
Those
I
kind of
snipe
things
these
aggravate
too.
me.
You need to get on board and do it more often. I'm like,
What's it
why
called,
aggravate?
Dickie? Is it called Dickie?
Dixon.
Oh.
Dixen. Get on it. It's great. I don't know why people would prefer to aggravate themselves by sitting and watching an auction tick down to the final seconds. You don't know if you're,
Because
you
it's
don't know
the
if you're.
thrill of victory.
No. I want a surety of victory.
Ah,
I like calculated risks. I want to know that I'm probably like knowing you're probably going to get it is better than I don't know if I'm going to get it. I want these and got them for less than the original retail price for these. So
oh, there you
I'm
go.
on board. Yeah, combine the shipping, just even better. So now my final, the last one on the to get list is Leonardo. And there is currently the same seller, the same person that was selling these. I tried to snipe Leonardo as well, and he got away. But then Leonardo was immediately relisted. So I was a little confused. So I was like, does he just want more for Leonardo? I'm not sure. So I'm gonna try my luck again and see what happens.
Right, crack it
But
up.
not bad. Three out of four glow in the dark Ninja Turtles. Every now and then. Patience is a virtue, I guess.
Especially when you're using Dickie.
Don't I aren't those don't they don't those people make shoes?
Yes, and work
I
pants. Yes.
don't know. So what
So
you got? What'd you pick
I
up?
picked up, I was doing my weekly Ollie's walkthrough today. And I found the movie version, the new movie version, kind of re-release of Kickback.
Nice. Here Ollie's gets way better stuff than the one near me. I guess the whoever the resellers are don't come through and arm broom all your stuff into the carts.
The funny thing, I'm still seeing these on shelves though for 35, 40 bucks at like Newbury Comics and FYE. I'm still seeing them. And I'm not a huge Transformers fan like you are, but I remember them as kids and I played with them and I like the characters. But I loved the Insecticons when they came out, same time as the Constructicons, which made the combined to make Bruticus, right?
Devastator. You were
Devastator.
close.
I was
You were close.
close.
Bruticus came later.
Yeah. But anyway, they came out at the same time and it was cool. And I love the Insecticons. Like the Insecticons and the Dinobots, of course, were some of my faves. And I would like to get the others of these. And it's cool. It's the movie version, so it's got the thing which they always had, but it came with the Energon cubes.
So smart.
Yeah.
I did love that when I was younger because how many people knew at the time that these were imported from a completely different toy line? So we had no idea that a little pilot guy was supposed to go in there. We just thought it was a cool compartment to hold, whatever extra stuff. And I they did so many unique things with them in the cartoon that I always thought was really cool. Like I love that Shrapnel had that weird speech tick where he would repeat the last syllable of the last word in a sentence. They're like, why? Because it's just a weird
It's
thing that he
cool,
does.
yeah.
I love that he got crazy powerful in lightning, which they
Yep.
only used a couple of times, but why?
But that
Why else?
visual in the cartoon was cool. Like the sky would turn black and yep.
And I also love that it was one of the, I guess, kind of the earliest introduction of classism in Transformers
Right,
that it,
yeah, she
like,
discussed that before, yeah.
yeah, that even the Decepticons were like, ew, Insecticons. I was
Yeah.
like, whoa, they got there before you. What were they supposed to do? They had
But
to
they were cool.
adapt.
And they
They're
gave
like,
you
oh, they turned into bugs. Gross.
a bunch of Energon cubes.
Oh, that is neat.
Yeah.
Are they all stuck together or do they?
No, that's just how I'm holding them.
Oh,
Because,
okay.
yeah,
Yeah,
so
they're very,
they're
very, very dexterous.
six total. I need to let, and they're kind of, they're not squishy, but they're soft. Like they're cool that you could play with. Like they're little.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
I kind of hope that they release a Soundwave that has the clear box. Because remember how he would make the box for the
Right.
Energon? They would
Yeah,
fill
and
it
it make
up.
that cool noise. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, what a again, like what a weird, cool
Right,
power.
like
Like,
why?
why does he What,
Why
when
is
did
he
he
the one to do
decide
it?
he's the only one? He's like,
Yeah.
can somebody else do this? Well, with, well, Soundwave, when
And make
someone
the
else is,
Walkman do it. He's worthless otherwise.
well, they're like, well, Soundwave, when someone else's chest is shaped like a rectangle, then they can do it. But until
Well,
then,
yeah.
it's yours. Shockwaves are all uneven, so it's all you, buddy. But yeah,
You know what
it's cool
else?
that,
Go ahead.
it's cool that you found Insecticons. The one near me has the G1 version of Perceptor.
Oh, cool.
Always neat, but I know that there are people that love the like the classic stuff, and they want to recollect all of the original Transformers things and like the 86, just straight up re-release it as if it came out of the original mold. And my mindset is why?
Why,
Because
yeah, that's why I didn't. I really liked these, but I didn't buy them when they came out because I don't want to spend $40 for that much money. I could go get the original ones, probably cheaper on eBay than the $40. But for Ollie's $9.99, heck yeah.
And we've come so far, and I've said this before that I really feel like engineering from Takara and Hasbro has hit the point where there is a toy line that was called Masterpiece that was introduced years ago, and it was amazing, and they could do all the engineering that they normally couldn't do at a higher price point, and that's why it was Masterpiece. And now we've hit the point where the regular retail line are almost mini Masterpiece figures. The
Right.
engineering is really smart. There's a lot of clever tricks that are put in there. The amount of kibble in robot mode versus vehicle mode for a lot of the Transformers has really shrunken down to almost nothing. Like I'm thinking specifically of Sideswipe, where he goes from car to robot and he's just an action figure. And there's not really anything hanging off of him. And there's no like, oh, that's just a guy that stood up and he's got a car hanging off of his
Right,
back now. Like
yeah.
that's not the case anymore. So for me, and this is nothing against anyone that likes collecting the like the original look, because that I get
No,
it.
untrue.
But
He's
for
purposely trying to
me,
offend you.
I am doing this ironically and mocking you. But I can't, it doesn't work for me, brother. I just can't,
Oh, that was very Hulkster-like.
I can't do it. I can't put them over. It's not gonna work.
You know what else happened when I was in Ollie's today? I saw they got in some new Marvel Legends, and they got some of the Void Build-A-Figure line. They had Namor.
I'm super impressed that they
Crazy
got the
haired
Void toy
Namor.
line.
Yeah, but you know who was in that line that I couldn't find? I was really hoping to find the more Crystar. You know, I'm not one to buy multiples of one figure, but if there is, going to be Crystar because I love Crystar, which of course got me thinking about how much I love Crystar and the original line, which was made by the toy company Remco. So
Roll
I thought
Remco.
today, because we flashed on Remco at a couple episodes ago. I think it was 99.75. We were like, we need to talk about Remco because
Yeah.
Remco has made very cool toys.
They're
And
always in the conversation.
when they were coming out, they were like low-end toys. And now
Yeah.
on the collector market, a lot of them are, to get them in mint shape on in the box are a little bit pricey, especially, and we'll get into them. But but I love Crystar,
Yeah.
and it's like, well, we have to talk about Crystar, which was the greatest toy line to come out in 1982. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know what else came out in 82, but I mean, I'm sure I can name a bunch. But Crystar
Stiff competition.
was a small line, but so beautifully sculpted. And those tran the translucent characters with that plastic,
Yeah.
just incredible. And the crystal sword and the shield, and the helmet that came, the Marvel Legends helmet doesn't come off, but in the original one, his helmet came off, and
Did
that
you
was cool. So that's,
get the Marvel Legends version?
I did, yeah,
Okay.
of course, because I ordered him. I pre-ordered him in advance. I was not going to risk not getting a new Crystar. Now I wish he was bigger, because they had two sizes
Yeah.
in the toy line, which was kind of neat. Like Crystar and Moltar were big; they were a full, 4 inches, whereas the other, and they were bulkier, whereas like Warbo and Magma Man were a full head shorter than they were. I'm more of a 3¾-inch type, and the wizards, Zardeth and Oji Odi, were smaller, and then even smaller than them was Feldspar because he was cool. He was half rock on his lower half, and he was crystal on the top half,
Oh, that's
and he
cool.
was sort of the mediator. Like they, he was the you know, the envoy between the two, which was pretty cool.
You know, this I've heard you talk about Crystar before, and I wasn't into it when I was younger. Like
Shame on you.
I knew of him, but it wasn't, which is kind of funny because my fascination with anything that is clear, like even back then, like I liked the
Right.
one of my favorite parts of the Dinobots, aside from them being dinosaurs, was the cool, like random clear parts on them. And I was like,
Yeah, that
that's
was
so neat. I
weird.
wonder why. And I never questioned it. I just thought it was super cool and wanted other Transformers to have it. But again, I didn't realize that, they came from other lines. But Crystar never, I don't think I ever looked for him. I don't think there was a show. What was the story behind Crystar? Like,
I mean,
what
it
was
was
the
sort of generic, you know, fighting for the planet and these, you know, very, very almost
It's
He-Man-esque, you know what I mean? They, you know, needed the you know, the power of the elements for the planet, but
Yeah.
you know, they just fought.
No,
You know, a lot of those.
that's one of those lines that you kind of would love to have seen the full He-Man treatment to have been given to it. Because
Yeah.
when it came out, because it only has that it's just kind of one wave, isn't it? Like there's
Yeah,
no
there was the figures that I just named, and then the dragons, the crystal dragon and the lava
Oh,
dragon.
that's
Each
right.
one of those had a rider, but they were a solid figure with these giant bowed legs that would go on the dragon. And then yeah, so it was Crystar Moltar, the two wizards, Magma Man, Feldspar, oh, and Warbo, who was like Crystar's right hand guy, who was my favorite figure, believe it or not. He was green, like Crystar's blue. Warbo was green. He had this cool bandolier, bald eye patch, of course. All the cool guys have eye patches. And this giant crossbow that would hook onto his arm. And it was a giant green crossbow. And then there was the castle, which was that molded single sheet of plastic with stickers on it, you know, like, but it too was translucent blue plastic. So it was very cool.
I can't imagine what that goes for in the aftermarket. I've never
I
looked it
don't,
up, but I'm
yeah,
it's
it's been a while since I looked it up because there was one time I was debating whether to get that or the Kenner Hall of Justice off
Oh,
eBay, and
okay.
then I broke my brain and got neither.
It's a tough call.
Yeah. But yeah, Crystar was one of my favorite lines, and when I think about Remco, they have a lot of cool lines that were a huge part of my childhood. One of them, of course, being the AWA wrestlers. Did you have any of those when you were young?
I did not have any of those. I did learn, and I guess I'm not too surprised by it, but I did learn that Remco was one of the people who put in a pitch to WWE to make the WWE action figures,
Right.
and they got I think LJN wound up with the license,
Yeah,
but
LJN had the big rubber ones.
there was a lawsuit brought up. I don't remember if it was against LJN or if it was against Jax. But there was a lawsuit brought up claiming that there were kind of like illegal practices that were happening that prevented possibly superior action figure pitches from being seen by WWE executives to ensure that one company got the license versus another. And I don't remember if it was brought up against LJN or if it was against Jax, but
Had to
I
be
do know that
LJN,
re
I would think, because at that time, Jack Specific didn't have him, you know, and they were.
yeah. But Remco is one of the companies that was kind of like up in the running for that. So I wouldn't be surprised. It makes a lot more sense now because
Yeah.
looking at like the bucks that they used for it. Like granted, He-Man was, it's kind of amazing to me that He-Man became the general base buck design for muscle men, which fed
Right.
directly into wrestling. So you're like, I could sculpt something that looks like these dudes, but we're gonna need like a basic buck to replicate these off of for all the generic guys that are wrestling. He-Man works. That formula works. We'll just apply it to wrestlers. And it made
But
all the sense in the
it
world.
made all the sense in the world. And the AWA was funny because, you know, we were huge wrestling fans when we were young. But, you know, Dale and I, well, more so me, I was, you know, WWE, and that was pretty much it. And I'd watch Glow on Sunday when it was on. And then, you know, Dale dabbled a little bit because he and his buddies would read the magazines. But Derek was like, became a scholar of wrestling history when we were young. And like, he knew of Harley Race and this person, like, before they became WWE faces, right? So, like, I didn't know who Ric Flair was until Derek spotted like the Remco AWA wrestlers and was excited to find Larry Zbysko. And he was like, look, it's Larry Zbysko. And I was like, cool, who the hell is Larry Zbysko? And
He
like,
doesn't make cookies and crackers. I don't know what you're talking about.
right. But it was the Remco toy line that made me research and find out who like Stan Hansen and Jerry Blackwell and the Long Riders and Larry Zbysko and Mike Rotundo, like the Road Warriors were in that line. It was that toy line that introduced me, well, that toy line via Derek introduced me to the wider world of the territories of wrestling. And then, you know, you start to see those. And then like Baron von Raschke was in that line. I had no idea who that was, but he had the cool hand with the claw, right? It was like, you know, in Derek's mind and how he presented it to us, because the AWA wasn't as flashy as the WWF. It didn't have a Vince McMahon doing all signs of nutbag things, right? So it was more like real wrestling, right? Even though you had Dusty Rhodes and, you know, Abdullah the Butcher slicing their face off with a thing.
Yeah.
But
They were presented more as like, oh, this is a real thing. And Vince was
right.
leaning more, got way more into like kind of the carny aspect, like kind of bringing
Yes.
that back. It was a show versus we're here to do catch as catch can wrestling that sometimes gets a little out of hand.
Right. There was no Rock and Wrestling Collection in the AWA. But, you know, and then, yeah, you know, Dale was a big Magnum TA fan before he passed really prematurely. And it was that opened up a whole other world. And then when you saw those people show up in the WWF, you know, when Barry Windham showed up and others, you're like, hey, wait a minute, wasn't he in the AWA? And you know, it was kind of cool to see that happening. So, you know,
Now,
that
where did
Remco
you
line opened up a whole broader range of things for me.
Now, where were you getting these from? Because I actually don't remember seeing them in like a Play World or I didn't go to Toys R Us till I
I
was
think
much older, but
they did jump there, but we got most of our Remco stuff at Woolworths over in Center Riches.
That makes sense. I know that
Yeah.
they're I know that Woolworths carried a lot of name brand stuff, but they also had a lot of the maybe lesser known brands that either maybe couldn't get shelf space in some of the larger
Right.
places. Like
And I feel like they were at Modell's too.
they may have been in Modell's, but I don't recall. Also, I would have been distracted by He-Man and Sectors, but I Woolworths makes a lot of sense to have carried that and carried a lot of them. So I'm sure that they whatever it was they were offering, I'm sure Woolworths would have been interested.
Right. And that's also where I found one of my other favorite, and this popped up in my head today. Today was like a Remco day for me. The Sergeant Rock figures, because G.I. Joe was big, right? And they were always, but you had to wait for them to come out, you know, the next series, the next line. And in between, you would find, so Remco had the Sergeant Rock figures, which were G.I. Joe size, but had that World War II look. They weren't as articulate, but they had a lot of vehicles, and they were really a lot less expensive than the G.I. Joe guys. So you could go, you had a week's allowance, and you didn't find G.I. Joe you liked, you can go down and buy a Jeep They had the little jeeps and the raft and the helicopter, and
Yeah.
the bad guys were simply called the bad guys, but they had this
I love
cool
that.
they had this cool black packaging with these black outfits. And it even had, like, I think it had a cobra. It's like an orange cobra. It said the bad guys. And then on the bottom, it was the first toy line I've ever seen, said works, plays well with G.I. Joe. You know what I mean? They
The
literally
cross
said,
that
buy for G.I. Joe.
they mastered the art of the cross sell, which is completely smart. Because
Right.
I mean,
It's
we
genius.
got away from that for a long time. I don't know if it was fear of other companies or like
Well,
just
now
not
you'd
wanting to
probably
say
get
the other
sued for
name.
that. Yeah.
But now you see with a lot of lines, I take that back. More so with the kind of independent toy lines where they'll produce something and then they just show it off next to an established line. Like this is this figure, but it plays well with this, like the Valiverse stuff.
Yeah.
It's its own line, it's its own existence. But if you just happen to put some of these guys with the dreadnoughts,
Looks good.
hard pressed to tell the difference, which is
Right. If
smart. Like,
the corpse would have done it, or the
yeah.
what's that other one, the Leonard, Lanyard, whatever they're called. Yeah, they're pretty good. If they'd say plays well with G.I. Joe. The thing that made Sergeant Rock pop into my head today is I saw McFarlane's DCEU figures. I saw the new Year Two Batman at Walmart, and the Adam Strange, all both the Silver Collector's Edition, and both of them come with guns. So why didn't he give Sergeant Rock a gun? Remember when I showed him and we were talking
Yeah,
about, well,
he
maybe
had
they're
everything.
going in this direction,
Yeah,
but
everything else
now,
but.
I mean, now Batman has a gun, Sergeant Rock doesn't. Like, what kind of world do we live in?
You got to buy that weird 50 plus gun pack so you can get all kinds of guns, even a
Yeah, he's
weird,
gonna be
silly
like,
Looney Tunes ray gun.
and then he'll really look like a McFarlane character.
Oh, it's funny you bring up McFarlane just as a quick aside, because remember I showed off the Red Hood figure that I found, but he had the black
Black
jacket and
jacket, yeah.
yours had the brown jacket. So now, like, I've been low key looking for the brown jacket one, and I was in Walmart hoping to have like more luck finding more hisses, but I found another Red Hood, and I was like, oh, cool, Red Hood. Oh, it's the black jacket one. It's the super red. I keep finding the exclusive
Right,
instead of finding the
because the other
regular
one was on the
release.
shelf 6 months ago.
Yeah. So now I actually want the regular one, and I can't get away from the exclusive hard to find platinum edition.
Right, talking about back to the AWA wrestlers. Now they got a lot of mileage out of that buck. They were like Tom. They like big bucks, and they
You
had
can't
that.
lie.
You can't. They had a pirates line. Like Pirates of the Galaxy, like Space Pirate
Were they called
line,
Pirates of the Galaxy? I hope
something like
so.
that. Pirates
That's
of the Universe or something.
fantastic. I love
Yeah, it was cool.
it.
And then they had like the Beast Warriors that had
See,
the
those are what I
Snake
remember
Men.
more.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
Snake guys, the Dinosaur guys. It's the same buck with the Pirate guys, and they
I
were all
remember.
cool. There was the Hydrax, the guy with the two faces, which was really weird because he had like
Yes.
one neck. But two faces, yeah.
That one I remember. I actually didn't have him, and I remember wanting to find him, because I got for one of my birthdays. I remember getting the Triceratops with the that had like the cool red
The
with
red
like
with
the
the
yellow
yellow,
stripes.
yeah.
Yeah, I and I because I remember being really impressed by the paintwork on him, of all things, because it
Yeah, he
had
was
that
good
really
looking.
cool, yeah, that really cool like gradient from the yellow to the red on the frill. The coloring on the bottom, it had that kind of like underspray to highlight the muscle tone.
Yeah, it was very
And
cool.
they were not the best material, unfortunately, because that was when everyone was trying to still figure out articulation.
Right,
So instead of
the hip joints were terrible.
the hips would explode. I remember getting him, and there was a bird character.
Yeah, yeah. Who
I forgot.
looked like one of the Skeksis from Dark Crystal.
I used him as my stand-in for Vulture-Man. He was I
Yes.
pretended something happened to him, so he was still out of scale to Thundercats, and they're like, what happened to you? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone. But he was another one where the hips, it was a weird break. Like the hips broke not like it wasn't the leg snapping off, but for whatever
It was
reason,
the
whatever it
hip
was,
bone, that hip bone.
yeah. So
Because
the
they didn't
legs
do
were
the rubber
still,
band. It wasn't a rubber
no,
band. It was
it
a
was like,
T, a T.
yeah. And yeah, whatever was connecting it to the actual like inner waist would break, so the legs would still be connected, but they'd just be wobbly.
Right. They'd
So
always
he
stand with a little sass, like the hip would be off to the
was
side, like
sass
yeah,
word.
little sass.
Don't give Ultraman any lip, Thundercats. But I loved that line. I remember looking for that two-headed one because
Yeah.
I had a dinosaur, again, just a generic dinosaur, and he stood on two legs. The bottom portion was the main body was green, and the head was red, but it had two heads. And so, being the brilliant namesmith that I am, I named him Twinsaur. So
Right.
I was like, Twinsaur needs like either a minion, or I was gonna like make that guy his like wrestling form, and I could never find him. It would have been one of my earliest customs because I remember wanting him to look like that larger figure. And I could never find them. And now they're just too expensive to get a hold of.
And then they use that book in the Lost World, the DC like Lost World. They did Warlord, Hercules, Deimos, Arrak, a couple of characters, but that Warlord was cool with, Warlord with the white beard. He showed up in DC Justice League Unlimited cartoon, and then in the War Worlds animated feature length, he showed up in that. Him and Deimos showed up in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but at the time when they came out, and we just Warlord and Deimos, like we didn't realize they were DC characters
I
in.
had no idea. I thought they were part of like the just like I thought they were their own separate line. Who
Yeah.
was the who was the skeleton character? Because I know there's another company that now is making
Yeah,
him
Zolo World or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Was
They're sort of paying homage to them. That was
Yeah.
part of I
Was that
think
a
he was
different
part.
line?
I don't think he was in that line, but it was gray with the red belt and the hood. I don't know which line he was from. He might have been like with the Beast Warriors in that kind of line,
I like that Remco had their hands in. They were trying everything out. Like once, especially once the 80s hit. Like I know in the 50s, because they've been around since the 50s, and they were messing around with kind of everything that was popular, like every toy company was doing. You know, they
But
had
they
like
shifted on
the
a quickly.
yeah, because they went from cowboys and Indians and in like space ray gun and oh, I do you remember the oh it was Hulk Muscles. Do you remember the Hulk Muscles kit
It's in
toy
the
thing that they
inflatable
really
thing.
yes.
Yeah,
You would
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
strap it onto yourself, and they had the little pump, and you would pump it up, and you
Right.
would get Hulk muscles break out of your
Yeah.
shirt. Why haven't we gotten that again? We have the Hulk hands. I
Well, I
can't believe
need
that
it. You don't,
nobody.
but I need that.
I absolutely need some Hulk muscles. Just put it like SpongeBob. You like put it on, and you pump it up, and you inflate it. And I think that's hilarious. But yeah, in the
How cool
80s,
would it be like at a bar and somebody's acting like a jerk and you're like, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like it, Dave.
Like me when I'm
And
angry,
then they
and
say it again, and you're like, and then you shh.
they're like, "Oh, crud! He's got Remco Hulk muscles," with the little TM on the side where he hot foots it out of the bar. Like, that's right. Don't mess around with Hulk muscles, people. But yeah, in the 80s, they turned on a dime, and kind of anything that was popular, they kind of. I don't want to say front and center, but they were trying it out. They with the AWA, with the He-Man and Jace line. What
G.I.
that
Joe, they
line,
had not only Sergeant
yeah.
Rock, but they had another more articulated called like American Defense Spy Unit or something, and it was like the G.I. Joe figures.
Did you have any of their? Yeah, we've been talking about Transformers too. Did you have any of their?
Dinobots!
Yes. Now,
I have some
so.
now!
So I don't know which came first or if they were trying out different marketing, because I originally knew them as BiBots, BiBots, but more like there's also the Zybots, which is the
Zybots.
exact same line. It's just same font.
I never knew them as
And
Bybots. They were always
it's
Zybots.
hilarious. And I remember not knowing, because I had GoBots and Transformers, and then there was just random other robots that would find their way into my collection, and I didn't know what they were. And I
When we were
remember it
playing
being.
with, GoBot Transformers during that phase of our play, anything robotic, Voltron, Star Wars, whatever, got thrown in the mix. Yeah.
Yeah, and it and see, they kind of follow the same pattern of, here's this, here are these Beast Warrior characters who kind of look like He-Man. You can use them with your He-Man characters. With Vibots, you had there was a red motorcycle guy who was he was just Psykill. It's a Psykill, except he was red with a missing face. That
A
was a
lot of
sticker
them were
instead.
red and orange and yellow. I think that was like the three colors. It was like a Dick Tracy comic.
I had a weird black semi truck, and I remember like, and his transformation was just standing up, and then like you would extend the legs. But for because of the way that the transformation worked, and because his the back of the semi was supposed to be meant for like it was one of those like long back trucks, you could compress the legs so that they were kind of normal-ish. But if something inside broke, and it was probably going to break within 20 minutes of
Five
you playing
seconds.
with it. And he just had super long legs. Like I made the way that I played with him was that was his power. He was like the original stilt man of robots.
Right. Cool. Yeah, I used to love the Zybots. We'd pick them up all the time. And didn't speaking of like He-Man wannabes with bad hips, didn't Remco do Black Star?
I think so. I think
They
Renko
did
did do
do.
Black Star.
Yeah,
Correct us if we're
they had
wrong,
Their
viewers.
hips were the worst. They had some serious dancer hips going on, and
Are you
theirs would
saying
go
that?
and they'd go splay like their feet would just, and they were never going to stand up again.
Are you saying their hips do lie?
Yes,
That is unfortunate.
lots and lots of lies.
I the Black Star is another line that I only vaguely recall. Were they the line that had those little goblin characters?
And had the sword that glowed in the dark. It was very He-Man. It was
Okay.
two different swords. His was the Star Sword, and the bad guy had the I think his name was Overlord. He had a what was called a power sword, which was, obviously very He-Man-y.
So that's a line that I get confused. Weirdly enough, I get that line confused with Supernaturals. They are nothing alike
Nope,
except
not
for
at
the glow
all.
in the dark weapons, because I had one of the swords from Supernaturals, and it was just this large it looked like it belonged in Batman versus Superman, where Batman forgot how to sculpt things nicely. So his spear is just this badly hewn chunk of kryptonite, and that was the Supernatural sword. But it made sense for them to have a badly crafted sword.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for Bruce Wayne to leave it chunky looking. You know who did have a lot in common though, and I have seen even that one of their color schemes is the same, is like Remco did Mantech, which was very similar to the Centurions.
Oh, so what was the same gimmick or?
Same kind of gimmick. There was like the Mantech with the good guys with the helmets were a little more giant, like old school Aquanaut helmets, but they had the weapons that connected to them and all these cords, and it was basically the same type of thing. They had this Mantech armor, and then all these weapons would attach. And I think the bad guys were cool. They were like purple and black, and had horns on their helmet that came straight out. I think they were called Doomtech, but
Of course.
of course. But yeah, the Mantech were pretty cool, but they weren't as cool as the Centurions because the Centurions were bigger, and once you took all the junk off, they still had that cool action figure look where the Mantech guys, the junk was all clunky looking, and
Yeah.
he was
That
kind of.
was the first run. I mean,
They
you're
were
never gonna
cool. I mean, I have four or five of them, but the
When you can
Centurions were much cooler.
when you're competing with a guy named Ace McCloud,
I mean,
you're
what are you going to do?
not And then super macho McGround Man. Like, you're not going to compete with these people with these
But
super
yeah.
macho 80 names.
Well, plus the guy, the orange ground guy looked like Keith Hernandez when he took his helmet off, so
Sorry, Doom Tech.
you
You're
can't
just
compete
not
with
cutting
that,
the mustard.
especially here on the island. I mean, 16 golden gloves, Keith Hernandez, so.
So Remco wound up getting eaten by Jax, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. I think
And
so,
Jax
but
is still around.
yes. Remco did some cool things though. They had I like the variety of Remco figures. I mean, they also did these Galaxy Defenders, I think they were called. They were like this big, but
Oh.
one of them was like a star-spangled guy, like Captain America. They had a guy that had sort of a Cyclops kind of thing. Like they were all ripoffs of someone else, but they were cool. And they had one guy with a skull look just like the other skull guy, only on a smaller scale. I guess they kind of like that design. But I love those figures. They're just cool. And then, of course, I'd be remiss whenever I talk about my older brother Derek, who's been on the show. He he always introduced us to that a different toy line. And like when we were playing G.I. Joe, and I've brought this up before, he would show up with the Remco, the 1980 Remco Universal Monsters, and then suddenly, Snake Eyes has to figure out how to fight a werewolf. And that was cool. You would have liked them because they glow in the dark. And then, like I've mentioned them before, they did the 9-inch guys with the weird grabby huggy Battlematic action who also glowed in the dark, Tom. So you need to find those.
I need to track those down.
But like
Now
they
what?
would go from like Universal Monster license to Black Star to Mantech to it was like in the 80s so many, and we talked about other toy lines that shift on a dime like that, but like Kenner did, but not as like for lack of a better term, like low budget as Remco. Like Remco did a lot not being a big toy name. Like they never had those big selling toys. I mean, you at the time you'd go to the Woolworths and buy those two packs of wrestlers for $7,
I appreciate that they cast a wide net, and who knows what their budget was. They kind of remind me of, I forgot the name of the company that does Final Faction, where they're with whatever resources they have, they managed to crank out a pretty high quality line for a toy line that costs a dollar that you can get in the dollar store. And they're not bad. You can get like a whole wave. You can go in, you can get
Yeah,
vehicles
those
that are
figures are
updated.
cool.
And
And weapon
Remco,
packs and then update packs. Like you said, you could buy the little rambling monster thing and then buy the upgrade pack and put armor on it. Whoever's doing that line is a genius. And I don't know how they're
Oh
doing it
yeah.
for a buck 25.
It makes me wonder, like, can you imagine what they'd be able to do if their budget now allowed them to make $2 toys? Like, I feel like they'd blow it out of the water. I mean,
Right.
but they're
Absolutely.
very much like kind of the spirit of Remco is with those guys,
Absolutely.
because
I agree with you.
they did
Go
so
to
much with
your Dollar
Cotton
Tree,
Wool.
folks, and buy Final Faction
Get
figures.
some Final
They're
Faction stuff.
fantastic. And it's a great storyline. They come with a comic, and like these alien creatures lived on the moon. Like that was their home thousands of years ago. And then somehow, I can't remember, went into hibernation. And then we did something to the moon that woke them up. And then they were like, oh, well, let's go mess with these people.
It's always the stupid humans going where we
Always
don't
stupid
belong.
humans. Though
But it's
Remco did get some big, aside from Universal Monsters, but which wasn't big at the time, but they did get some big licenses. They had Karate Kid,
Yeah, that's
and
right. They
then
did have the Karate Kid
we
line.
discovered the week before last that they had the over the top figures were Remco. So the Karate Kid and Over the Top, it's pretty cool.
And they had a lot of, I guess, kind of like sitcom based figures and toys that came out in probably like the 70s. I know there was like Bill Cosby Kids, and they had like you said, like they were getting the movies and doing Over the Top and Karate Kids. So it was like they shot their shot, and they managed to do. There were some big names that they managed to get, and when they did a good job with them, because I remember thinking the Karate Kid line was really cool. I didn't own any of them, but I remember the commercials for them, and
Right.
the Daniel-san that came with the chopping actions, getting them to chop the wood. But yeah, like I don't know what numbers they were working with, but you got to imagine it was on probably a budget that a company like Mattel or Hasbro or Tyco were. Yeah, they had probably had a lot more in their bank than Remco did, and they managed to do a lot with probably a whole lot less, which is very
Absolutely.
impressive. I feel like companies like Ramen Toys now are also channeling the Remco
Yes, they're
spirit.
just kind of picking and choosing things from here and there and the other place and kind of paying homage.
Cast a wide net, see what sticks, sell what you can, and then move on to the next thing that looks like it will work. And that's impressive to me.
But in closing, I will say Remco was did some cool stuff, and I remember going and you can take a half a week's allowance and go buy a Remco toy and not really stress about it too much. And then you always had so they always whatever you were playing with at the time, because we sort of had eras of play. We had the Star Wars, G.I. Joe, He-Man, superheroes, Transformers, whatever era you were in, they had something comparable. If you were here, you got the Zybots. If you were here, you got the Beast Warriors. If you were here, you got Sergeant Rock. Like they had, if you were here, you got Black Star. They had something for wherever you were. They shifted on a dime to whatever was big. It was impressive. I liked it.
And they'll always be listed with the kind of, I guess you could call them like the upper echelon of toy companies. Like, again, like your Hasbro, your Mattel, your Kenner, your Remco, and all, and they even did the typical thing of how companies would just smoosh words together to make their company name, where Remco is just a combination of remote and control, and just cranked it together and decided that's going to be our name. That's fine. But I think that that's a good spot to do our question,
Oh,
which would be,
I didn't study.
if you could pick a toy line that Remco worked on to bring back, what would it be? I think I know your answer, but let's
Right,
see if
yeah,
I'm
because the
right.
obvious answer, and I think I've said this to, whenever you ask me that, I'm always like, Crystar, bring back Crystar. I want Crystar.
it
Bring back Crystar now. But I would like to see, and it would be retro, and no, and it would have to be Jack specific, I would imagine. But I would like to see the old school AWA wrestlers get updated figures. Like the ones that, like, we could get all the classic WWF figures. Like, you could get Barber Beefcake and Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper and even Wendy Richter and Moolah. Like, you can get them all. But I would love to see them go back and somehow get the AWA license. And let's see, an updated. I mean, there are updated Dusty Rhodes. The problem is a lot of them came to the WWF, Abdullah the Butcher and Kamala and everybody else. But we haven't gotten, to my knowledge anyway, we haven't gotten an updated Larry Zbysko, or I think there was a Stan Hansen that was done. But like it would be cool to see them done in that old school style, in their AWA garb.
That would be
And
nice.
like I said, most of them have been done. Scott Hall's there, you know what I mean? But Ric Flair, obviously, most of them have been done. Road Warriors have been done, but not in the AWA look.
Yeah, I feel like because WWE has just glommed up everything that in some way, shape, or form, we've probably gotten a bunch of
Right.
those,
Yeah,
but it would
we've
be
got
nice to
Mike
see them in that.
Rotundo, Barry Windham. We've gotten them all, but Crystar.
Hundred percent, Krista. I think Krista is a solid choice
Wait,
because
didn't
there's so many
Remco do
things
SWAT Cats?
they did towards the end. There's like the end of them being Remco. I think that was one of the last lines that they did
Right, because
was
every
in
time I
fact
think
SWAT
SWAT
Cats.
Cats, I want to say Playmates, right? But it was Remco.
It teetered right along that line, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did. I mean, well, they absolutely were inspired by the Playmate style because by then Ninja Turtles had come out, so everyone was doing their insert adjective anthropomorphic animal character, and then you had SWAT Cat. So anyone could jump on whatever license, and it makes me wonder if they had lasted a little bit longer, if they would have jumped on the Battletoads license,
Yeah, that would
because.
have been cool. I wish somebody would take a snap. I wish Super 7 would get the SWAT Cats.
There was an attempted reboot, and I think it may have been a Kickstarter that popped up this is years ago, possibly almost a decade ago, where there was an attempted relaunch of SWAT Cats, and it didn't fund
It
or
didn't
wound up
do.
falling through, which was unfortunate. But yeah, I would love to see that redone because it's such a cool, slick design to that to
Right.
the
And
show. The
again,
animation was really good.
yeah, the animation was great, but again, those opening credit scenes
They suck you in. And then
sucked
you're like,
right.
wait a minute.
Yeah. So who's your line? Who's gonna be your Remco line?
I want to build off of what you mentioned, where if we were getting an updated AWA line, I would want that to branch off into that Beast Warrior line, because I loved those things. And there is a, oh, I don't
I
remember
mean,
if it's
Solo World's
Toy.
doing it, calling it the realm of darkness or
I
the
think
underrealm
so.
or something.
Yeah, they're kind of focusing on, yeah, I think like the monster
Realm
wave.
of the underworld, I think.
There was recently, oh, there because they had an exclusive at ZoloCon recently, and I too expensive for me right now, but it did look really cool, and
Yeah, they're
it
coming
like
down,
if I could.
but again, if I want that, I could go on eBay and get the original Beast Warrior guys for the same cost, and that's what I would do.
Yeah, I would love to see an updated. I if Jax wanted to prod Mattel, I would like to see them reach back into the Remco catalog,
And crack it out.
pull, yeah, crack out your Beast Warrior line, or I forgot if that's the actual
It
name,
is, I
but
think
like,
so.
okay, get the Beast Warrior line, maybe AWA. I don't know how much you want to prod them. Get the Beast Warrior line, make them compatible with Masters of the Universe Origins, because that's what the original line did anyway, and make that line. Make
I
those
like those
animals,
books
make those
better than the
creatures.
He-Man books, honestly.
They were so cool, and they had because they had a decent amount of variety to them. I mean, granted, He-Man did too, but these were different. But they could
Yeah,
also
the AWA
fit
guys
in.
had two bucks, the fat guys and the buff guys. You felt there was no in between.
Like I would love to see them. Or if Mattel seems a little more open to doing their crossover things, they've done Ninja Turtles. We've just seen more of the He-Man Thundercats crossover things. I would love for even Mattel, if they're on their crossover kick, to go to Jax and be like, "Hey, we know way back in your archives, because you own everything that Remco owns, you've got these Beast Warrior guys who we would love to have as Skeletor's minions. Let's do a
Right.
crossover where it's Masters Universe X
They
Beast
even had Snake
Warriors, or
Men. There were Snake Men.
yeah.
There was a line of them called Snake Men.
Yep, and do them as an homage to that old style. But I'm also still waiting for Mattel to just thumb their nose and do Forza T, because that was a thing that
Right.
happened too, and they knew they shouldn't have been doing it, but they did anyway. And I would love
Right.
for Mattel to just take it back and be like, "Yeah, it's ours now, because you used our stuff and our mold, so it's our we're putting it out there." But I would
Right.
love to see Mattel take a swing, or Jax, like if Jax has the technology or understands that. We can just make something that's a little more compatible with this pre-existing line. It's that we're not them, everyone. This is our own stuff. But if you like playing with these and you want to play with them together, you could also do that as well and add some spice to your toy collection. I would love to see that, because I think that would be neat. I'd be on board. So I guess that'll bring us to a close for another episode of Two Guys Talking Toys. And if you would like to let us know what your favorite Remco toy line is, or what you'd love to see them redo them as, get a hold of us on Blue Sky. Our handle is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is number two, no G after the talking. Same thing for our Gmail. You can find us on Instagram at 2G Talking Toys. And until then, every boy loves a Remco toy, even girls. And I know at the time there was just we gotta put a line out, we gotta do this, and then we gotta move on, and we gotta try something else. But I really wish that Kristar had gotten, and I probably would have been more into it had this happened, if they had gotten the He-Man treatment, where
Yeah, there
they're
was
like,
no big cartoon.
yeah, like, yeah, you know, Red Stone Kristar, like, dude, go full Kryptonite with them, black. Tainted Eclipse Black Star, where he's like the smoky black because he's gone evil, and red eyes, and an evil sword, or I don't know, cool molten Moltar, like any of that.
They
Like,
could have done, they could, since he was Marvel, they could have made actually Kristar one of the Infinity Stones.
that would have been amazing if in some weird twisted way, like the Infinity Gems actually came from Kristar's world, and they were in fact beings that inhabited that planet. That would make so much sense in the world. And then Thanos showed up and just pummeled them until they were just a tiny fraction of what they were.
It was like
Robots.
Superman with the coal.
just condensing them down. They're like, "No, please stop." Kristar's the last of his kind. They're like, "What gem are you?" And he's like, "I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone."
I'm the one that's left.
I'm sad and I'm alone.
I'm the only gem he didn't want.
His friend's like, hey man, I'm still here. You're only half crystal. No one wants you.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not a precious gem. But they're like, yeah, but you're truly outrageous. And then boom, we've got the next cartoon.
Truly outrageous! Crystar on the keytar. Jamming it up with Jam and Synergy.
Synergy, yes.
Synergy. Oh, the crossovers that could happen. We've been robbed. Yep. Robbed of so many crossovers.